scattered around. One of the latter, in particular, attracted his attention. It was of crystal, and fine figures were cut thereon. He lifted it up and turned it on all sides, but, oh horror, he had not observed that it had a lid, which was but insecurely fastened on. It fell to the floor and broke into a thousand pieces. For a long time stood little Mook motionless through terror. Now was his fate decided. Now must he fly or be killed by the old woman. His departure was immediately resolved on. He only looked around to see if he could not use some of the goods of the Frau Ahavsi upon his journey. Thereupon, a formidable pair of huge slippers met his eye. They were not, it is true, beautiful, but his own could hold out no longer. Moreover, their size was an inducement, for when he had these upon his feet, people would see, he hoped, that he had cast off the shoes of childhood. He quickly took off his own slippers and put on the others. A walking stick, also, with a fine lion's head cut upon the handle, seemed to be standing too idly in the corner, so he seized it and hurried from the apartment. He hastened to his own room, put on his cloak, arranged his paternal turban, placed the dagger in his girdle, and ran as fast as his feet would carry him out of the house and out of the city. Fear of his old mistress drove him farther and still farther, until from fatigue he could scarcely run any more. He had never gone so quickly in his life. Nay, it appeared to him as if he could not cease running, for an invisible power seemed propelling him on. At last he observed that this must be connected with the slippers, for they would continually shoot forward and bear him along with them. He endeavored in various ways to stand still, but he couldn't succeed. At last, in the greatest distress, he cried out to himself, as a man calls to his horse, "Ho! Ho!" And then the slipper stopped, and Mook fell exhausted upon the earth. The slippers were a source of great joy to him. Thus had he, by his services, gained something that would help him on his way through the world to seek his fortune. In spite of his joy, he fell asleep through fatigue, for the body of little Mook, which had to carry so heavy a head, could not hold out long. In his dream,